Our scripture readings today, our first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sacrificed thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Our second reading is from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Lord, we do thank you one more time for this sermon. We ask that you bless those who are listening, God, that you would speak through me, touch the hearts of those listening, that it will be a comfort to them today. And I thank you for it. And those, God, who are listening by the podcast, that this would be a comfort to them today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. And I give honor to our board and trustees and elders and our congregation, all of you here today. I just thank God again. I thank him for being here. And today I'm hoping to just instill a little comfort for you today. I want to talk about from the topic, you are always on his mind. And so it came from this song by Willie Nelson. I'm sure you've heard of it, where he sings, you're always on my mind. And I don't know, I was just listening to that song and I just thought, oh, that's a sermon, because we are always on God's mind. Isn't that wonderful to know that even when you're feeling lost, when it feels like you don't know exactly what's next, God is concerned with you. You are always and have always been on his mind. And so he started to just kind of show me, and I was like, God, how do you want me to present this? What do you want me to say? To just encourage, to know that, as I said last week, you are the apple of his eye and you're always on his mind. And he started to show me, I had done a speech last year about hope being our superpower. But in it, I began to talk about all of the things that have happened to me over my life. And yesterday he began to bring back to me that when I was 3 years old, I was outside playing with my brother and he hit me in the head with a baseball bat. Not on purpose. We were just playing. But, well, I think we were just. No, I'm being silly. But he hit me in the head with the baseball bat. And, you know, I had to go to the hospital and so forth. But God let me see, even in that, it could have been so much worse. It could have been, I mean, disastrous and could totally have changed my life forever. But I was on his mind. He had a plan for my life. I was on his mind and he allowed it to just go over, and I was okay, and I managed to make it through life without any severe mental issues because of being hit in the head like that. And then when I was 5, we were outside playing, and my mom said, you can have cereal. And we were so excited, we ran into the kitchen, and I jumped up on the counter for the cereal, but of course, you know, you're going to fall because there was nothing. And as I was falling, I reached and I grabbed the coffee pot, and it was hot. They had just brewed it, and so my whole side was burned. I was burned with hot coffee. I had to, again, go to the hospital, and I think my mom said I was there 5 days, and yet I'm still here. And what's so cool about my God, I was on his mind. He knew. He had a plan for me, and so even though I went through that, and what's kind of cool about that, it's funny, I don't know which side the scar is on now, because I have stretch marks on both sides. So they just kind of blend together. So I'm not sure which hip the coffee is on now. God is so good. He just kind of erased it for me. Amen. He's just such a wonderful God because I was on his mind. And I say that to say to you, you're on his mind. We are always on his mind. From the very beginning of the world, he knew he had a plan for you. He had a plan for me. So when it feels like no one cares, when it feels like, oh, what am I here for? Why am I still here? God has a plan for your life. You're always on his mind. Our first scripture today is Ephesians 1 and 4. And it says, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. He chose us before the creation of the world. You were on his mind. He had a plan for you. He had something he has for you to do. There's something, someone, something in this life that he has for you to do, and only you can do it. I was sitting in my office a few weeks back now, and Daryl came in, and we always on Wednesday morning, we have a, talk on scripture, or, you know, or whatever. But we were talking about this subject, and the Lord brought it back to me this morning. And I said, Daryl, who's to say God didn't have you here at this church at this time to bless me? This last year, you all have been such a blessing to me as I'm coming through this process of grief. You all, I would have never guessed. I was telling God this morning, I said, God, I would have never guessed at this point in my life, I would be so involved in a different church that wasn't our family church, that I'd be here and I'd find such joy in this, you know. So I was telling Daryl, I said, who's to say that God didn't call you for this time to be at this point to tell me any of the different things that he has told me over the years, any of the different scriptures or any of the things that he's spoken into my life? Who's to say? Because we're always on God's mind. He knows before we know. He knows before, you know, he knows the plans that he has for us is what the word says. He knows. My mom used to say it like this. She would say, our lives are like a videotape. She said, we're on the playback. God already knows how the story ends. Amen. He knows. So we're on his mind. He has a plan. There's, you know, there are ups and there's downs and all of that, but he has a plan for our life. He knew before it says, before we were the beginning of the world, he knew the plan that he had for us. And there is a purpose for each one of you. Each one of you serve a purpose. As I sit and I talk to you, I'm just always so fascinated at the things that you do, at the different gifts that each one of you have, and you function in those gifts because he has a plan. You couldn't make it. We couldn't make it without you, without any one of you. I couldn't make it without you. And that's kind of cool for me to know, you know, that I have a whole new group of people because God had a plan. I didn't know what I was going to do when my mom passed away, but he gave me a whole new group of people because he had a plan for my life and he had a purpose for each one of you. He has a purpose for you. So don't give up on God, even if it looks like it's not working the way you think it should. Don't give up on him. He's got a plan. He's so good. He's got it written down and he knows. He knows. Yeah. And he's never surprised when it doesn't feel like it's going right. He's never surprised by that. He knows the plans that he has. Jeremiah 1:5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. And that's what he's telling Jeremiah. But I'm telling you the same thing. Before you were born, he knew you. Before you were formed, before your mom and dad even thought about it, he had a plan for you. He has a purpose in mind for you. There's a purpose and a need. None of us are here by accident. None of us are here without a purpose. There is a purpose for you. There's a purpose. You never know. One word you say to someone might change their lives forever. You just never know. You just don't know. So I want to encourage you today to know you're always on God's mind. You were always and are always on God's mind. So as the holiday seasons come in, and I know some people, it's a lonely time, I know, and sometimes it's a strenuous time when families have to come together, and, you know, there's just so much that might hold you or bring you down or make you sad or make you depressed. No, if no one else is thinking about you, God is thinking about you. You're on his mind and he has a plan for your life. Get into his presence. And I know I say that every week, but man, there really is power. There's power when you get into his presence, when you pray to him, when you seek him out. My mom would be like, I'm having breakfast with God today. She'd be out on the porch and eating fruit, and I'm having breakfast with the Lord today. It's getting into his presence and getting to know him, knowing. And you can be assured that you're always on his mind. And I tell you what, he'll start to talk to you. You'll start to feel it. It won't be like, hey, Jenny, it's, you know, it's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that. But you'll begin to feel his presence sharing with you today. Do this. I need you to do this today. Or giving you encouraging words. A scripture will come to you and you won't even know why. That reminds me of Miss Maxine. I went to visit her once, and I think it was my last visit that I went to see her. And I could sense she was feeling lonely, and you know, and I said, Maxine, you always have God. She said, I know. She said, you know what? In the middle of the night, I might wake up and I'll feel lonesome and I'll feel sad. She said, and all of a sudden his words come back to me. The scriptures just come and fill me up with joy. Isn't that awesome? That to me, that just blessed me so that his words would come back to her. So no, you're always, even when it feels like there's no one there for you, you are always on his mind. He didn't have to do that for her, but she was on his mind. He loved her, and she surely loved him, but he loved her, and he would give her words to give her peace and give her comfort in those times when she was, dealing with that, living, her life had changed. And so I just thank God for that. I thank God for him. But just to encourage you today to know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what this holiday season brings, because I know we're heading into them, and I keep kind of harping on that because I've been seeing a lot of that in things that I'm watching, and that it's sure to be a little tension filled for some. But no, you take God in there with you. You are always on his mind. He has a plan for you and a purpose. And even in that, there's a purpose in that. If it's contentious, there's a purpose in that for you. And that brings me to what I've been saying the whole morning, because I just can't get away from it. Jeremiah 29:1. It's just one of my favorites. It's not my absolute favorite, but it's one of my favorites that I can walk on because and trust in. It's Jeremiah 29:1. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." He has, sometimes we don't know what our future is going to be. We don't, but he has the plan because we're always on his mind. He has the plan for us. And this one always reminds me of the story of Ruth. And that's one of my favorite stories in the Bible because my mom called me Ruth. So of course I'm going to gravitate towards that story. But that's one of my favorite stories because she could have stayed in Moab with her family in her comfort zone. And not took a chance on God. But God had such a plan for Ruth. And if you know the story of Ruth, she lost her husband and she went with his mother, her mother-in-law. And how often does that happen if we were to watch TV and believe that people don't like their mother-in-law? I don't believe that's true. But how often does that happen? She chose to leave her family, go with her mother-in-law to another land, to Bethlehem is where they went. Because she knew God had something for her. She told her, "I'm going. Your people will now be my people," is the words that Ruth used. Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David. Isn't that awesome? But when she left, she didn't know. She didn't know what she was going into. She didn't know what was going to happen. She didn't know, but she knew God had a plan for her life. She took a chance on stepping out and leaving outside of her family and outside of her comfort zone. She took a chance to go with her mother-in-law. And then she was obedient to her mother-in-law and listened as she guided her on how to marry Boaz. And there's so much more into that story. But my point today is that she was on God's mind because he had a plan for her life. He had a plan for her life that she would be in the lineage. She's in the lineage of Jesus. What an amazing thing. All because she dared to step out knowing, even though this is scary, even though I'm not sure, I want to leave everyone I know. I want to step away from what's so comfortable to me. I'm going to take a chance and try God. She was on his mind. He had that plan for her. He has a plan for us. He has a plan for you. I wanted to share, or just really just to encourage you to truly begin to think about what is it? What is it God's sharing with me? What is it he's telling me? What am I feeling anxious about? What is it? I want you to consider those things and know that you are always on his mind. Whatever it is, he's got the answer for you. He's got the solution for you. Begin to just get into his presence. Begin to just seek his face and love on him. And God has the answer for you today. So I'm actually done today. I'm not going any further because I just keep thinking it's story, story, story. And I'm like, okay, nope, I'm not going to tell any more stories today. I'm going to pray. But I just want to encourage you. It blessed me today. Even the song, like I said, that he will take care of you. That song truly blessed me today. It just really touched my heart to know no matter what, I'm a living witness that he will take care of you. When you don't know which way you're going, when you're kind of lost and you stepped out and you don't know what's next in life, God will take care of you. Why? Because we're always on His mind. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, I thank You. I thank You today, God. I give You praise. I give You honor and glory. I thank You, Lord, that You will take care of us. I thank You, Lord, that we are on Your mind. We're always on Your mind. God, I give You the praise, the honor, and the glory today for just Your mercy, God, just Your grace, God, Your loving kindness to us, God. I thank You for forgiveness. I thank You that You do forgive us, God, and that we can walk fresh and anew before You. And God, I just bless You today. And Lord, we do pray again, God. We pray for all those who are in need of healing. We ask that You let Your healing virtues flow. Cover them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. And then, God, we do pray, God, that as we go into this holiday season, Lord, that Your spirit of peace, God, will rest, rule, and abide on each one, each person here, each person and what they're going through. Individually, God, You know what it is that they're going through. We ask that You let Your peace fill them up this season, and we thank You for it. We give You praise, honor, and glory today. You're so wonderful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.